Hello, my sexy listeners, and welcome to The Forbidden Fruit. I'm Michelle, your host and guide on this journey through a fulfilling and healthy sexual journey. This podcast is a platform where we have a place to feel comfortable discussing the things that make us uncomfortable. A forum where we discuss the unnatural stigmas surrounding sex and the human body in a fun, healthy, natural way. Each episode, we will discuss the uncomfortable and sexy topic of sex and everything that it surrounds. We're going to have fun. We're going to share thoughts. We're going to learn together and get comfortable on one topic that makes us uncomfortable. So buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey of discovery, growth, and passion. The fear of wanting pleasure can be complex. There is so much fear of opening up and expressing that we as human beings want pleasure. It seems like a topic that in general, people are afraid to express their feelings about wanting pleasure. Why do you think we feel such guilt and shame? Many individuals have been raised with certain moral and cultural values that associate pleasure with guilt or shame. They might fear wanting pleasure because they worry about indulging in it and worry about it going against their values. And it could lead to feelings of, I'm doing something wrong. This is not right. But is it really wrong if we naturally feel good wanting and experiencing pleasure? It's just nature and part of the human being. Just being in the moment and enjoying the feeling. Why do we have to feel guilty about it? I am here to try to break through that feeling of fear in feeling pleasure. Some people fear wanting pleasure because they worry about losing control. They might associate seeking pleasure with excess or addiction, and the potential consequences of that can be really scary and frightening. This fear of losing control can extend to various aspects of life, including pleasure-seeking behaviors. Could it be that seeking pleasure often comes with risks and potential consequences? People might fear wanting pleasure because they worry about the negative outcomes that could result from their actions. Take, for instance, indulging in excessive food or alcohol. Well, that can lead to health problems. That can cause anxiety. So, indulging in pleasure doesn't have to be a scary thing. Let's do an exercise. Let's start by allowing yourself to be okay with wanting pleasure and allowing yourself to open up pathways to start on a path of giving yourself permission to explore one step at a time. Just give yourself permission. Open up your mind, your soul, and start diving deep into what gives you pleasure. And once you open up that pathway of allowance within yourself, you will find that pleasure that's hidden inside of you, that pleasure that you want and have been afraid to allow yourself to experience, is what you actually needed to fulfill your needs. How about society expectations? Society often imposes expectations and norms around pleasure and hedonistic behaviors. Some individuals may fear wanting pleasure because they worry about how they will be perceived by others or whether they'll be judged for their choices. I'm here to tell you to stop fearing what others think of you. Stop feeling like you will get judged. Because guess what? Most likely the only reason that person is judging you is because they are jealous. Because they themselves can't feel that way that you're allowing yourself to feel, so they're jealous. Don't you think that judgment comes from jealousy? It sure does. And those people that you have some type of fear that they will judge you or look at you the wrong way are the same people that you do not need in your life. They do no good for you. There is no benefit for those types of people to be part of your journey. You know why? Because those are the people that are so miserable in their own world, in their own journey, that they have nothing better to do than judge you or talk about you. So here we are in a moment of realization that the energy you need around you is the energy and feelings that you're seeking. You need to be around people who push you to do things that make you feel good. Start looking around. Look around with the people who you think are worth being in your circle. And once you start surrounding yourself by those who are worthy of your energy, you will then start to allow yourself to not be so fearful of wanting pleasure, of wanting to feel a certain way, wanting to experience things that will start to give you pleasure and make you happier and a more fulfilled person. Take a deep breath and strap up because we are about to have a quickie. Are you ready? Let's do it. Embrace the beauty of pleasure without fear. For in those moments of joy and bliss, you unlock the essence of life itself. Let go of doubt and guilt. Allow yourself the full experience of happiness, for you deserve it. As we wrap up this exhilarating exploration of the fear of pleasure, I really hope you gain valuable insights and perspectives to enhance your own experiences. Remember, sexuality is a beautiful and diverse aspect of our lives, and it deserves the same respect and understanding as any other. If you found today's episode informative and thought-provoking, please consider subscribing to the Forbidden Fruit Podcast to stay tuned for more engaging discussions and insightful guests. If you have any questions, thoughts, or suggestions, don't hesitate to reach out through our social media channels or email. Your feedback is incredibly valuable. Before we go, let's remember that embracing our desires, consent, communication, and mutual respect are the cornerstones of a fulfilling and healthy sexual journey. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Forbidden Fruit. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and keep that passion alive.